Welcome to episode 466 of 366 Web 2 Tools. The other day while I was checking out a post from the BYOD for Learning online course that was on, I noticed a post by Sue Tucker where she was talking about a Venn diagram tool that she'd used to sort out her thinking on a particular topic. And when I took a look at it, it was part of the Read, Write, Think suite of applications. And if you've never come across these, they're incredibly useful for use with students. They're highly interactive, highly visual, and are geared specifically towards learning activities. There's a whole raft of them. But in this little podcast, I'm just going to talk about the Venn diagram one. If you visit the link to the page presented with a blank startup routine, and you can create, first of all, it asks you to give a title for your Venn diagram and your name. So having provided that simple information, there's no logging on. You then straight into, it gives you a two overlapping circle Venn diagram. You can add more very simply. There's a button to click, add a new circle. You can also move them around and resize them and recolor the outlines. But of course, the whole point of a Venn diagram is to consider different sets of information and the extent to which they overlap. So you need to be able to add some items which are going to be classified in either of the two sets or in both of them, of course. So again, you're provided with a button that says add new item, which you do. And when you do that, you've got just some very simple options. You give a label name, so that's what's going to appear visible within the Venn diagram. And you can also add a description. So this could be the reasons why you placed it where it is, or it could be some additional information. And then three sizes. Small, medium and large for the size of the labels. It resizes the text automatically. So if you've only got a small number of items that are going to be classified, then you might want to go with large. But if you've got a lot to fit on, then small might be better. So having added a label, you can then click the tick button and then that adds it to your Venn diagram. You can then move it around on the diagram and place it where you want it to be. You can also rename the circles, the two sets, or the three sets that you intend to use. Now, the question is, what do you do when you've finished? Well, it depends on whether or not you can finish everything in one session. Now, you've not logged in, remember, so how are you going to save things? Well, this is one of those, I think, the useful sites where I think the advantages of not having to create an account are offset. Aren't offset by the slight inconvenience of saving the drafted article. And if you click on the save button, you're given the option to save in a specific read, write, think file format to your hard drive or wherever your storage is. Now, if that's onto a memory stick or wherever, that can then move around with you. You could even save it to your Google Drive if you've got online storage, I guess, and then open it from wherever you need to access it. So that can be actually a useful feature. When you then need to start a new, revisit that one and update it perhaps, you then simply open a file, browse to where you stored it, and then reopen it and continue working on it. When you have finished and you want to produce a final version, if you click on the Finish button, you've got a few options there. It gives you the option to print it as a PDF. And helpfully, you get it actually produces a two-sided PDF, depending on the size of your document. It's the Venn diagram on one side, but on the reverse is a list of, a bullet-pointed list of, all the different items that you placed onto the diagram. So that can be quite a useful way of seeing things too. So there's a couple of options there. So you simply click print, and then you can save the PDF to your computer and then print it out. You can also share. So again, this is a PDF. If you click on share, you need to put in an email address and then it'll send a PDF attachment to that particular location. You can just simply save it as a PDF if you don't need to print it. So it's entirely up to you. It's no more complex than that. That's all you need to know. And I can't reinforce this often enough, especially when you're working with young people. Not having to create an account, I think, is a really useful feature. And it's just the case with a lot of the read, write, think resources. So when you've had a go with the Venn diagram, do check out some of the other ones. I think you'll find them particularly useful.